Hi, Mindy. Hey, Simona. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Mindy, who's now a speaker.
Yay. Hi, Jamie. Hi,
Good
Jamie. Good morning. Oh, you're not at work today, Jamie. You're at home. Yay. Hi, Giuseppe. Hi, Kim. Hi, Stacy. Who else can I say hi to? Hi, Cindy. Hi, Rana. Hi, Lauren. Hey, Libby.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Jenna. Hey, Karen. All right, we'll wait another minute or two. I know we're not meeting on our regular day today, and some people were not able to make the Thursday, but hopefully some more people will come in. Hi, Carlita. Hi, Rebecca. Hey, Lisa. Okay. So Carlita's asking if would it be disruptive for our exercises? It depends on the background noise. So sometimes when you've been in the cafe, it's been totally quiet. And then other times I've heard the background noise. So I'm not sure how it will be today, Carlita. I'll leave it up to you. Yeah. And Lisa, your kiddo is home today. I get it. I had one of my kiddos off school. Here in the US, but she's not here, but we'll just, it will all work the way it needs to. Okay. So welcome. I'm so excited for our time together today. We are almost, not quite, but we are almost at our halfway point for Sacred Depths. I don't know about you, but for me, all at the same time, it has gone by very, very fast and also very slow. It's, time is like one of those very strange things, but mostly fast. I can't believe that we're almost halfway through and that we're almost, at the end of our foundations portion of the training. And so our time together today is an opportunity to honor all that we've learned so far, all that we've been through so far, and then to go deeper. And the best way I can explain it is we're not going to do exercises that we've done in the past, but we're going to use everything that we've learned so far through the work that we've done so far and do some targeted practice today to really help you integrate more deeply, to go deeper, and to expand your skill set. And I think you're really gonna enjoy it. It's gonna be, we're gonna spend a couple of minutes in the beginning right now just doing some assessments. It's good to do some assessing halfway through a 10-month journey. So we'll do some of that. And then from there, we're gonna do a couple of different breakout exercises that I think you'll really like. And then if we have time, we will either continue with the breakout exercises the whole time, or, I'm gonna just kind of track and see how we're doing. We may, for our last hour, switch gears a little bit, and I'm gonna take a practice coach and a practice client, and we'll do a session together and then break down the coaching. So we're going to do lots of different things today to stretch you, to help you integrate, to kind of go deeper into all of the skills that we've already looked at. So with all of that, let's start here and take a moment and jot this down. I'm going to ask a couple of questions. Think back to when we started, and we started with energetics. We started with leveling the playing field. We started with knowing that you are whole and complete as a practitioner, exactly as you are. Your client is whole and complete. We looked at creating containers. And then from there, we looked at listening, filters. We moved into creating awareness, all the different ways of creating awareness. Well, anyway, I'll take us through each of the pieces, but start to jot down what are some of the most important things, skill-wise, practitioner-wise, and personally, that you've learned so far? Since we've begun, we've learned a lot, but what are some of the most important pieces? Get to the details. What's been important for you? Maybe you're listening differently than you were a few months ago. Maybe you're more comfortable with space in a session or silence. Maybe you notice the quality of the container that you hold has shifted. Maybe something has shifted in the ways that your clients or practice clients or partner has agency in sessions with you. Maybe you feel different. So, what are some of the most important things you've learned? And also, what do you want to celebrate? What do you want to acknowledge? What do you want to own? And add any other celebrations since we've started, even if they're not directly related to this skill or that skill. So if you are feeling more confident in sales conversations, if you're having them, or if you notice that you're holding better to time in your sessions, for example. What do you want to celebrate, inner or outer? Love to hear some shares on what you're learning, what's been important, and also what you want to celebrate and own and acknowledge. You can share in the chat, but I'd also love to hear some voice to voice. What's coming through? What are you seeing? Cindy.
Hi, Joanna. Thank you for those questions. I've found that I'm personally more of a coach than a consultant from when we started the training. And I started in January with the Art of Client Transformations, but all the little courses helped also. And that I was excellent at giving people suggestions. I had a whole toolbox and wasn't asking them what was most important for them. It's like the more I would give, I thought I was giving them quality. And now I've changed to asking more questions. So I loved that session where we did, there was like 15 different ways to ask questions. And then the latest one you did on resistance really was supportive of a situation I was dealing with some clients I was training. But the biggest surprise and celebration for me is how much you helped me with my three adult daughters around the one's wedding in August because there was an issue that came up with all three. So I wasn't expecting that with the course. And that's just priceless to be able to have some controversial conversations in a adult to adult way and to really put myself more in where are they coming from rather than I wouldn't do it that way. And this is a little thing, but it's a big thing is to ask, do they have time to talk to me rather than calling up and expecting they could talk to me, which is, it gave them more
Yeah.
permission to say, for them to set a boundary back to me, right?
Yeah, I
Does that
love
make
it.
sense?
Yeah, 100%. So first of all, in you're applying the skills to your personal life, and I'm hearing checking your filters, more deeply listening, even equalizing, leveling the playing field with your daughters too, allowing everyone to have their agency, creating space for that. So yay, like huge, huge celebration. More coaching versus consulting, all the pieces. Such great stuff, Cindy. Thank you for sharing. Awesome. Holly is saying in the chat that you've gained a lot more confidence. I'm so happy to hear it. Yes. And one of your biggest lessons is getting clear on the intentions of a session. Yes. What the client wants to receive. So important. And we may circle back and look at that even more deeply today, just taking that time to get clear on the intentions. Awesome. Carlita.
This feels like such a big celebration for me. This program has been so powerful. And I've had my business for about 4 years, but it's very much been a side business. And even I had this recent series of sales. Like I have four clients now where I had one before. And other people are lined up wanting to talk and or putting it off for the future, stuff like that. And it's just like, wow. But even before that happened, I had this sense that I had arrived at a, not at mastery, but like at a place where I've wanted to arrive for a long time, where I was appreciating like what I bring to the table already. And like, you know, then having all that enhanced in this program has been enormous. And it's just been so potent to like appreciate myself in the way that I did. And I think that led to being able to stand so confidently and to make those sales. And now to have this sense, like, it's not a side business anymore. Like it's getting ready to completely eclipse the career I've been wanting to leave behind. And that just feels so, so amazing. And I'm so grateful. And yeah, this is a program I had been looking for the likes of for a long time. And I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to hear it. And I'm so happy that you're appreciating yourself as a practitioner. I'm hearing the confidence, and 100%, it's confidence and incredible client work really are the best marketing strategies. Yes, we need to know marketing, but it starts with that and it continues with that. I'm so happy to hear it. Yay. Rana.
Hi. I too am just incredibly grateful for this journey, and so much has transpired, you know, just since June, July-ish. And I think some of the biggest things that I've noticed is the appreciation and the feedback that I'm receiving from potential and current clients about speaking from my values. And one woman reached out to me, and she actually sent me an email, and she said how much she appreciates my passion and directness around some of these issues, particularly things around inclusivity and the anti-racism work and so on that path, which just continues to emerge out of my work. And I think that there's been a increased awareness that I can be in a state of deep, deep sadness and grief and not move into a place of stagnancy. In my business.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's been huge. And I just want to say that claiming the trauma-informed perspectives in my work has been a complete game changer. And bringing those awarenesses and those perspectives, especially to clients that I've been working with for a long time and who are renewing with me, is opening up the door for so much more transformation to occur, not only for myself, but also for them in their journeys as well.
I'm so happy to hear it. So much growth, so much to celebrate, more claiming of your message and your passion and what you stand for, being able to hold the grief and also know when it's appropriate to move forward and when it's appropriate to hold with it. And the trauma-informed piece. And that's reminding me, I wanted to remind everybody, of course, everything that we've been looking at and will continue to look at, every session of Sacred Depths, everything we learn is from a trauma-informed perspective. So we've been learning so much of that. But we do have a special guest teacher this coming Monday, Erica Peskin. You all got an email for it, but just as a reminder, she is in advanced depth with me. She's taken many of my other programs. She's also a clinical social worker, and she's putting together a program specifically about trauma-informed coaching. So we're lucky to have her for an hour on Monday. She's gonna share with us some pieces. If you have any questions for her specifically, let us know beforehand. You can probably also ask the day of, but if you know beforehand you've got some specific questions, let us know and, you know, let me know and I'll pass it on to Erica. Beautiful. Giuseppe.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
Well, you know, I got so much from the program so far that it's really hard to pick one, two, three things. This is really a transformational experience for me. And I'm so grateful to be here and to continue the learning with you and all the other amazing people in this community. Probably the three biggest outcomes for me are, well, first I learned to let go of the need to have all the answers. And this is happening not only with my clients, but also with, you know, family members, my wife, my kids, and friends, and almost in any conversation that I have. And not being attached to an outcome, not having an agenda during the conversation, and just being fully present and truly listening to the other person. And this is amazing. This is really a complete paradigm shift for me, because I come from a consulting background. And so, yeah, this is really huge. So what I'm celebrating is, well, first of all, that I'm growing as a person, really becoming the next version of me. So thank you. Thank you very much for that. And I also want to celebrate that over the last few weeks, I started to feel almost ready to get coaching clients, officially coaching clients, because I'm feeling that, yeah, I'm integrating the skills and also the fact that I'm realizing that now when I have a conversation with a client or with another person, I am giving them my attention, my full attention, rather than my solutions.
Amazing. It feels like, and it's been wonderful to just witness you move through that. And as you're talking, it feels to me like, I mean, so much, but a word that keeps on coming up as you're talking is freedom. There's more freedom for you to show up as you and be fully present,
yeah,
and hold that space. Beautifully done. I'm so happy to hear it. And similar to what Lisa is saying in the chat too, slowing down, trusting being held by the energetics, and knowing that you're not responsible for client results and need to have all the answers. Yes. Karen.
Yes, so much of what others are saying, like, oh yeah, I've gained that too. I've learned that too. And it's been a phenomenal program. What I most appreciate is the integrity of it and the integrity of you, Joanna. So thank you. And you're an incredible role model, coaching role model. So exactly what I've been needing. And I think what I've gained the most, there's a lot of things, but I came to this with so much shame around my business and my own rhythms and my timing and I'm gonna cry, but and that is has so much lessened. I wouldn't say it's completely gone, but it has really lessened. And I notice how, because of that, I'm taking things less personally, you know. I get an unsubscribe from my newsletter, you know, my list, and you know, I'm just weeding out my list and getting those that are, you know, really interested in my message and that belong there. And it's feeding over into even like with my husband and, you know, just that's his, you know, not taking it personally and feeling everything, so much as feeling normal. You know, that's the way you normalize everything. And so, and again, it's not, that's like feeding my business and also my personal life. So as a result, I feel like my confidence has so skyrocketed in my coaching, in my circle work. So that's the big thing. And also, like Giuseppe was saying, just being more present with the client and not figuring out what the next question is, so which has resulted in better listening. And then the equalized playing field, you know, it all just all connects.
So well done. So well done all around. I'm so happy to hear all of it. Yeah. And I've noticed too, I can see like you're starting, not that you weren't taking actions in your business before, but it's amazing. I can see that energy building and so much more openness and willingness to be out there, I think because of the confidence. So happy to hear it. All right, I'll take one more. Rebecca.
Like everybody, I think there's so much to be said about what happened in 5 months. It's crazy. But one thing that is arising for me as I reflect on all this is just trusting the mystery and trusting myself. You know, when I thought about coaching, I had an idea of what it looked like, and it was way more consulting than coaching. And as I have developed a relationship with my coaching partner and had a safe, expansive container to just try things out, it's allowed me to see what, like, the expansiveness of what coaching is. And coaching feels like it's something that people have a lot of ideas about, and what it actually is can be very mysterious and very esoteric and very somatic. What I came into this program thinking that it was. And for that, I'm incredibly grateful.
I'm so happy to hear it, and that you're trusting the mystery. One of the, I think, most important things as humans we can really have, you know, for ourselves. So happy to hear it, and such an expanded perspective on what coaching is. Beautiful. So I've got one other question before we go into practice today, which is, when you think about the foundational skills that we've looked at, and this question is for everyone, whether you're starting out or whether you have 20 plus years of experience, when you think about energetics, listening, creating awareness, questioning skills, and visioning, we haven't gotten to strategizing just yet. Where is your edge? And get as detailed as possible here, right? So probably listening in general, like, that's too broad. So where is your edge? Is it going further with checking filters? Is your edge around not asking open-ended questions? Is your edge around energetics and letting things slow down even more? Where is that next edge for you? That's important for you to be aware of, not in a judgmental, self-judgmental place, right? But in a, like, this is the next place of improvement in the foundational skills. Maybe it's being bold while reflecting the truth. And just share in the chat, where's your next edge with the foundational skills? Stacy's saying marketing. I love that, Stacy. And if you can get even just more, if it's aligned for you, maybe just marketing is where in general is where you need to focus. But if you can even get more detailed, like where in the marketing is the edge for you? Who else? What have you got? What are your edges? Jenna's saying crafting questions in the moment is still edgy. Yeah, especially during a very tender, powerful moment. Kim's saying asking bold questions, bringing spiritual into business. Jamie's saying energetics, coming to the sessions from unconditional self-trust. Yeah, Lauren's saying you still catch yourself consulting. Good. Mindy's saying understanding that what I'm doing is enough and allowing for the space and silence. Rana's saying increased visibility, positioning yourself as an expert, especially in white male dominated spaces. Yes. Lisa's saying, stop thinking you need to please everyone. Yes, you are safe. Yes. Yeah, these are all great. Beautiful. So we're going to bring all of this into the practice for today. And where the first place I want us to focus on for practice is the four levels of learning and processing. So you've heard me mention them a number of times. These four levels are really, I think, really helpful and valuable for us as practitioners to be aware of, to keep in mind while we're working with clients. If we can support clients to activate all four levels, awesome. Like, I think that's what supports the deepest shifts and transformation. But even if we can activate more than one, we're in good shape. So first, just a little bit of quiz time. Let's go through and see what you remember. So first level of learning and processing is the mental or the cognitive level. Who wants to share what that's about? What's the mental or cognitive level of learning and processing? Raise your hand. What's the mental or cognitive level? Kim.
Since I've spent a lot of time here, it's the note, like the understanding of it, but it's not necessarily making its way down.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. That cognitive or mental awareness is the literally the intellectual understanding of new ideas, visions, recognizing, creating awareness around beliefs, creating awareness around fears on that intellectual level, on desires, etc. Good. It may not necessarily be going anywhere else, but it's important for humans to have an intellectual awareness, a cognitive awareness of fears, visions, desires, beliefs, situations, etc.
And good. It often feels like a place of comfort.
Yes. Yes. So for a lot of practitioners, they stay just on the cognitive. It's important. Cognitive level is so important, yeah. but can be a place of like, comfortable and not go to the other places. Good. Rana, did you want to add anything to that definition?
Yeah. What immediately came to mind for me when you asked that was the regions of our brain that, you know, are associated with logic and research and analyzing. And of course, those things are really necessary at times. But in this moment, I'm equating it to more of the left brain region, where also the judgment pieces live, and where, you know, the fight, flight, freeze, and please response triggers live as well. And that's what I'm equating it and kind of weaving into that understanding as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you're adding that to the conversation, 100%. Really beautifully said. Good. So when we're working with clients, we want to activate that mental and that cognitive level, the awareness, the logic, the brainstorming, the understanding. But we don't want to stop there. We also want to activate the heart level of learning and processing. And again, this is through our question, you know, all of these levels we can activate through our questions, through our reflections, through creating awareness, etc. What's the heart level of learning and processing? What's that about? Stacy.
So as I understand it, the heart level of learning is about activating the part of you that practices compassion, the part of you that has an ability to express courage, vulnerability, and allowing people in, allowing yourself to have intimate experience. There's more, but that's just what comes to mind right now.
I love that. I've never articulated the heart level in that way, and I'm so glad you're adding it to the definition and the conversation. Really beautifully said. Good. Who else? What else on that heart level? Rebecca.
I think about the heart as the emotional body. So your feelings, your desires, your passions, not from a should, but from like a deeper place, like that little whisper of the heart, right? That like little voice that isn't as impacted, if at all, by conditioning and the patriarchy and capitalism and all of those sorts of things.
I love it. Also beautifully said, the desires of the heart, what we hold in our heart, those things that aren't impacted by the shoulds or the messages that have seeped in. Yes, 100%. All of these definitions are great. And then what I'll just add is we can also think of the heart level, activating the heart level of learning and processing. And this is both Stacy and Rebecca, I think, spoke to this in different ways as activating, holding space for emotion, right? Any emotion, whether it's love or joy or whether it's grief or anger, which of course then leads to so much of what Stacy said beautifully, to that compassion. Okay, so when we're working with clients, we also want to activate the spirit level of learning and processing. What's that? What's your understanding of that? And please don't be shy. All the shares so far have been wonderful, and they're even deepening my understanding of all of this. So what's your understanding of the spirit level of learning and processing? Jenna.
I would say that it is the activating of someone's higher wisdom, or bringing that into the space, depending on the person's beliefs. So it could be spirit or inner wisdom, higher self, or life, nature, that type of thing, bringing that in.
Yeah, 100% activating that higher wisdom, wherever that higher wisdom is coming from. Good, because we want the, we'll even take it back to the emotional. We want to activate that emotional level of learning and processing so that the client feels has an emotional connection to what's revealing itself and what they're starting to see cognitively. And then for the spirit level, we want to activate that higher wisdom, as Jenna's saying, because when we're connected to a higher wisdom, whether it's our intuition, whether it's nature, whether it's God, whether it's ancestors, whatever it is, that helps foster trust in all that's coming through. Carlita.
I often think of the 12 steps of recovery, and there's this like first or second step that's about like, I can't do this on my own. To me, it's this kind of formulation of the problem that we're seeking to solve can't be solved on the level on which it was created. So it's like an intention we're setting to open up to something beyond our ordinary consciousness. And I find that intention alone is so very powerful.
Yeah, I love that. I love how you're sharing that. 100%. Good. And Libby?
In my practice, I help neurocoach women who are, many of them happen to be coming out of a religious environment. And so the spirit aspect is often a very gentle dance of helping them be willing to release what's binding them. Mm-hmm. And it's an actual shift into a new paradigm, from one where they're confined in the space where they're actually almost in a victim position, to one where they have agency and they're empowered. They have to receive their agency. And it's very difficult for some of the women with this wiring in their lives to feel that that's even okay to take that on. So it's a really tricky thing. And I have a follow-up question that's burning in my head for when the time is right for you, but it has to do with filters, because I don't want to bring my own filter into it. But when, as a coach, I can see that their concept of higher power is literally keeping them bound, but they don't want to release that. That's my question, but you can.
I'll answer it right now. So it's okay to have filters. We all have filters, and our filters are very, very helpful in our coaching sessions if they're checked and if they're made transparent. So you're checking that filter, which is awesome. And then you can bring that perspective in, but just make it transparent. Say, you know, I want to be clear. This is my opinion or my perspective or my filter. This may not resonate for you, but I want to share what I'm seeing here or what my belief is about this, right? So absolutely, you can bring that in. Just want to check it and be transparent about it. Yeah, it's a great question. And I love that you're bringing the religion piece in. This is a bigger we'll actually get to this later in the program, not really through the lens of religion, but what I will just say for now is that for some people, God or whatever it is in religion sort of can become the harsh parent or the limiting parent or the shaming parent. And so when we can really support clients to activate that spirit level of learning and processing, part of what we're also doing is reparenting for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Libby.
Thank you.
All right. And then finally, we also want to be cognizant of finding opportunities to activate the body level of learning and processing. What's the body level of learning and processing?
I can go.
Beautiful, thanks.
I especially in circle work, I find that we need to have space to allow the teachings and the realizations to settle in the body. And so taking a moment to do movement, or that's what I call it, just to listen to music and then have, like, allow yourself to drop out of your head and into your body and allow those teachings to integrate more fully, or even doing ritual, like the practice of integrating the teachings into your life by having an actual ritual where you're using your whole body. Yes. I find it's great.
Yes, 100% to all of it. So that body level is about, like you said, you use the phrase letting it settle into the body, right? So much learning happens, new awarenesses, breakthroughs, feelings, you know, moving through, etc. While we're working with clients and having opportunity and space to let it settle into the body for integration, or to allow for a new body memory of a new feeling or a new idea, 100%. And then the ritual piece, and we'll get to ritual at the very, very end of our time together. We'll do a little bit of it, but I always like to say that ritual actually activates all at once all four levels of learning and processing. It's really magical in that way. And part of it, the body part of it, is that we're actually doing something, right? Whether we're planting a seed, or we're releasing salt into water, or we're lighting a candle, you know, any of the many, many, many things we can do, we're making the intangible, an intangible feeling, thought, idea, belief, etc., tangible. And so through that body action, we're signaling it deeper to our psyche. Mindy.
So I guess in more simplistic terms, for me, it's literally listening to what my body's saying, actually using my listening skills.
Love it.
And because I've come to realize our bodies don't lie. They can't lie. I do not think your body can lie. And literally, like, listening, I guess it's the emotions in your body. I don't know how else to explain it, where it's actual physical feeling, but that's what it means to me. That's my understanding of it.
Yes, I love it. Beautiful and simple is always so powerful. Okay. Oh, Rebecca.
One other piece about the body is just also honoring that it stores emotion and memory and experience, and how important it is to honor that, especially as we're moving through patterns and beliefs, by kind of checking in and allowing energy to start to move. And that, to me, the body is one of the most critical pieces of the healing journey that's often overlooked.
Yes, 100%. And I love how you're bringing up this piece about energy and allowing energy to move. You know, just like we talk about containers for our client sessions, our bodies are our containers for our emotions, for our feelings, for our patterns, etc. And giving our clients opportunity to be conscious of that container, to strengthen that container, to be with that container, which is our body, allows for the energy and energetics to move and process through. Beautifully said. Okay, so we're gonna practice activating all four levels of learning and processing. So this is, I'm going to give you a series of challenges today, essentially, that may not be like, this is exactly what you would do in a client session in this way, but the challenge is there for you to really kind of strengthen the muscles that were, you know, the techniques and the muscles that we're looking at here in this safe space. And so what we're going to do is in a few moments, I am going to, we're going to go into breakout rooms, into partner groups. And the challenge, the first challenge that you'll have is to coach your partner. So each person will have an opportunity to coach. Wait, and let me find my notes because I forget how long I allotted for this. Okay, so you're gonna have 12 minutes, which I know is a little quick, but you'll have 12 minutes to coach your partner. So it's laser coaching. And in those 12 minutes, I want you to see if you can activate all four levels of learning and processing. So through the questions that you ask, through the creating awareness, through the way that you hold space, I want you to see if you can activate the cognitive level, the emotional level, the spirit level, and the body level. So you'll have 12 minutes. I'll hold time for you, and then you'll have about 4 minutes to for feedback, for reflections, for looking at how that worked and what worked well, and maybe what you didn't get to. And then we'll come back briefly together, and then the next partner will have opportunity to coach for 12 minutes. Any questions on that? And it's, you don't need to get to the end of the session either, right? Like, you don't need to get to totally supporting the client's intention in the 12 minutes. It's just a practice of activating the four levels and a practice in some laser coaching. Any cues? Mindy.
I'm sorry, I guess I don't understand. Is it where each person is taking a turn, or it's just one person?
So first, okay. It's when you get into your groups, just decide who's going to go first.
Okay.
And the first person will have 12 minutes.
Okay.
And then 4 minutes for feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll come back together as a group and kind of share some takeaways from that. And then you'll go back into the same partner group. And
okay.
Number two, we'll have it.
Thanks. That's what I didn't understand. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. No, thanks for clarifying. Any other cues? Jenna.
So we just kind of come up with, we ask the person what they need support on if we're coaching
them.
What's
your, pretend like you're going into a session. What's your intention for our time together today? It's okay if you don't get to full, like, resolution and strategizing and all of that. Yeah. All right. Any other cues as I get our partners set up? Uh-oh. It's not letting me... Oh, here, breakout rooms. Okay. Give me one sec. It looks like we have an uneven amount of people. So let me just think what to do here. I think one of you will practice with me. if I can just figure out how to do this. Cole, Karen, and Kim, the program just automatically put the three of you together. If one of you can pull yourself out when you get to the breakout room and come back to the main room, we'll practice. You can practice with me. No pressure. I promise I'll be a good client. All right, I'm going to open all the rooms and give you a moment to decide who first partner is. Enjoy. Hey, Kim. Oh, I can't hear you.
It booted me right out of the Zoom call, so I had to come back in.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm glad you're okay. Here. Okay, I'll turn. Hold on. Let me turn the recording. Welcome back, everybody. So how was that? I'd love to hear what that was like from practitioner point of view, from client point of view. I'd love to hear what you're learning, what you're seeing, what you're taking away, what felt easy, what felt hard, what was in flow, what wasn't. Let's hear some wisdom, takeaways, awarenesses, or questions. Who wants to share? Jenna.
I just had a really lovely session with Carlita. Thank you, Carlita. I think I'm gonna really express kind of what was already expressed in our previous round, was just the beautiful like ebb and flow, and how they all just being able to experience the integration of all four levels at once. So I guess that's all I have for now. Thank you.
No, I'm glad you were able to experience that, and I feel from what you're sharing is that you also see as a practitioner how important it is to good seeing some things in the chat about how much is able to be done in such a short time. Isn't that amazing, right? It's like when you're, I mean, we've been learning so much these last few months, you've been building skills, and then it, so much can happen. Who else? I feel like y'all are quiet today with these reflections on this practice. Liesl.
So this was my first time coaching someone outside of my partner coaching sessions. And it felt quite awkward, to be honest. But that was really just, I realized just how much I'm still in my head, and I have a deep appreciation for how much time and just consistency I think it'll take to get to a point of being able to feel more natural in this process. But just a huge amount of gratitude to Holly for being gracious and patient with me, even sort of in her coachee role, and bringing my attention to how important reflection is, and how reflection in and of itself can kind of hit a lot of these levels of learning.
Yes.
So just that was just a very useful reminder to me at this stage.
Yeah, I'm so glad. And while I never want for anyone to be uncomfortable or experience discomfort, I also know that that's a pathway to growth. So I just really want to honor you for jumping in and being willing and being with it. Really nicely done. Rebecca.
My share has a little bit to do with what Kim shared before we took the break. And just, the session was amazing. And I think it really helped me understand just how important the body level is. Like, we had that 5-minute break. And for anybody else that was nervous about holding space for someone that you haven't practiced with before, I was like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. And I like had 5 minutes to go and just dance outside. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, remembering that, you know, we can transitioning from our mind to our body can sometimes really take a lot. And then sometimes in a session, it can take very little. Like, we have these practices and these things that we do to embody, like to come into a place of embodiment in our day to day. And then in a coaching session, there's something that happens when you can hold space for someone else to drop into their body, how quickly that can happen. You know, how quickly we can connect with spirit and heart. It's kind of fascinating to me. Like, the mind can be so loud, and that feels always accessible. Like, the mind is always doing what it does, right? And I've been reflecting a lot about just how negative the mind is, right? 98% of our thoughts are negative. And so if we just stay in the mind, we can just stay with resistance or judgment or any of these other archetypes, and these other four levels of activation have to happen to balance that out.
Yeah, so much in what you just said. And the one piece for now that I want, well, it's a combination of some of the pieces that I really want to pull out, is first of all that the shifting into the four levels, it doesn't have to take a lot of time necessarily. It can happen in an instant sometimes with intention. And I love how you, for yourself as practitioner, I don't know if you did this intentionally or not, but activated all four levels for yourself. Because dance is also can activate spirit level, like connecting to something bigger, right? Like, you did that for yourself in order to then energy follows energy, right? Bring that into the container for your client. And so just a beautiful, another reminder and aspect of energy follows energy. If we want to activate all four levels for our clients, for us to be in practice with all four levels for ourselves. Nice. Cindy.
I too was nervous before we started because it's a brand new person and that short time span, but was surprised with having the opportunity to bring in a meditation to help with Jamie. And I learned a new word. She can that aphantasia. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to do a visualization, but she doesn't see colors, right? So I was able to adapt a meditation I do on a regular basis that was beneficial for her. And that I was able to trust my intuition to not do what I have been taught to do or what normally would do, but to work it with the client. So that was really powerful. So thank you for that opportunity.
Sounds like a lot of beautiful things came through, including learning how to really be in the moment and work with your client in the present moment and what was showing up. Yeah, beautiful. Anything else that wants to be shared? Anything else that you're noticing or seeing, or any other questions that you have right now around the four levels?
I honestly am just so relieved to be let out of the cognitive prison. I just love incorporating the four levels. And, you know, as a neuro coach, my approach was very cognitive. And this just dovetails so beautifully with it. And I feel like someone opened the door and this fresh breeze came in and sunshine came in and the warmth. And I love experiencing it in the practice sessions, and I love doing it. And it's really a gift to my coaching. So I'm very happy to be learning this and happy to have a container where of guinea pigs. We're all guinea pigs together in it. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and that phrasing, the cognitive prison, definitely hits me. I resonate with that, as well as that it's a gift to be able to, as a practitioner, to really hold and activate these four levels. I feel like it has been a gift to me as a practitioner to be in that space with others. Mindy.
So we were talking about activating the four levels in the coachee, but just thinking about something, and so I was the coach this time with Simona, and certainly I was thinking about activating those in hers, but I'm thinking I was also activating them in myself.
Yes.
And I'm thinking that's just as important in a weird way, because I was feeling my heart and my intuition and my head, and I got intuitive hits in my body. And
That's exactly what I was saying earlier, and Rebecca was pointing to earlier, this energy follows energy. If we as practitioners can be in that space of activating and being open to our four levels, yeah, then it just takes us to a completely other level for our client and their experience and the container and for us, right? Because as practitioners, and I think this is a little bit what I was getting at when I was reflecting on what Libby said too, like we receive also from the space. Mm-hmm. That's not like the main point of it, but like when we're connected to spirit and intuition and feeling and our mind and all of that, like we get to receive so much as well, and then receive from our clients and what comes up for them. So yes, 100% to that. And I'm so happy we're able to experience that. Mm-hmm. Jamie.
Yeah, the meditation was really important for me to bypass the
cognitive prison. Yeah.
Because for me, next steps are always through that filter. So for me to step into this depth that I'm here for, to coach from and to live from, when I get up here, it's just like, oh, well, okay, that could be decades. Who knows? I'll be miserable the whole time. So I asked for spirit. It's like, that's where I want to coach today. So to realize that as soon as I was able to drop into that, which is available, you know, yeah. once I pay attention, was like, there's the next step.
Yes.
Oh, cool. You know, there. So, you know, and my busy mind wants to say, well, do I get to do that with people I coach with who don't even know what that is? And I'm in this yes.
I was so happy to hear it. I can feel like that energetic shift that's happened for you.
Yeah, goosebumps.
Thank you. And I love how you say, like, it's available, right? It's available. And something that you shared, Jamie, just kind of like reminded me of this that I'll just offer for everybody. I don't do this regularly in sessions, though if it resonates, you could. But when I have a longer VIP session with a client, as I'm setting the container at the beginning of the day, we'll do a little bit of a grounding together. And in the grounding, I'll say, I'll make an invitation for us both to open our minds, for us both to open our hearts, for us both to connect open to spirit, for us both to be in our bodies and to connect to each other. And I'm just realizing now that's the four level. I never realized that before. I was doing it intuitively, but that's kind of already, you know, setting the space and the container for that to be available as necessary. So we can always invite our clients at the beginning of container two.
Mm, yeah.
Thanks for reminding me of that.
Thank you.
Simona.
I just wanted to, let me take my hand on before I forget, piggyback on what Mindy said, just reiterating what Mindy said in terms of the being open on all four levels and the downloads, because I had a specific intention. She was super attuned because we did ground and we got there really quickly. And she said, we're there and we could activate the four levels on that. But I had this other thing come through. I'm curious, you know, and it was like, it was not even the thing I had the intention to be. So I got two for the price of one. And just so so I just want to really emphasize, well, one, celebrate Mindy, but, and two, that being tuned into all the downloads felt really important. So
I love that happened. And it speaks to everything that you said, but it also speaks to another thing that I just want to reinforce, which is vulnerability and trust and safety in the container. Because there was that permission in the container, Simona, for you to be like, you know what? And this other thing is coming through, like that you felt that you could share that you could hear it.
That was her who shared. That was her.
Who did was Mindy. Yes. Right. So there's, it also speaks to the importance of the container and the energetics of the container. Yes. So often, and we learn this when we're young, we don't have permission to share what feels important or what's coming through, or, you know, it's not what the other person wants to hear or is expecting for us to do. But sometimes those things in coaching sessions are the most important things. I'm so glad you're sharing that. Thank you.
Yes, I thought that was a nice little piggyback on what you said about the opening, because it was.
Rana.
Yeah, this second exchange, I had the opportunity to coach, and I was coaching with Lauren. And what I noticed is just how easy it felt to move from these activations and these levels. What to me, and I noticing Lauren's body language through the conversation of just how much things were resonating on all four of those levels, mirroring that back to her. And then to piggyback a little bit on what Mindy was sharing about, you know, how we get these like intuitive hits, whether we're coaching or being coached, is also that reminder to pause and also ask for permission.
Yes.
And that's something that I noticed that came up.
Yeah, I love all of that, and the remembering of that, like, because that's a creating awareness piece when an intuition comes through, but the pause and the asking for permission and the noticing the body language. You know, this is like if you're doing Zoom or any kind of video, that's just another thing that allows us to activate the body level or the heart level or, you know, any of the levels really, and go deeper. And just like you're sharing, Rana, a simple reflection of, I noticed you just started sitting taller, or I noticed that your shoulders relaxed, or I noticed just even there was a shift in your body movement, right? Like any, just a reflection like that can activate body level of learning and processing. Good. All right. Anything else on the four levels? Okay. So as I said in the, you know, when we started today, I have a lot of different things prepared, and I wanted to, you know, like, see what flow we go in and what's needed for today. I think where we'll go next is a little, possibly a little headier, but also another really great way of isolating and a skill and learning. So it's another challenge. And this challenge is a little bit different. The challenge that I'm going to give you this time around is nothing that you would ever bring in this way to an actual coaching session. There are going to be some fumbles in it. It's going to, like, it's going to be a little awkward, but it can be really helpful. And so the next challenge is you'll have, look at time here. You'll have 10 minutes. We'll do partners again. We'll do different partners this time. You'll have 10 minutes. And the challenge is to only ask questions. No reflections. No, only creating awareness through questions. So this might mean that you need to pause for a little bit before you ask a question, right? Make sure you don't do reflections. Think about what you want to ask. It's all good. This is just practice, experimental, like someone said earlier, guinea pig space. But the idea is to practice your questioning and to see how you can move a conversation forward and an exploration forward via questions versus reflections, opinions, truths, anything like that. Any questions before we go into questions? No? Okay, so I'll give you 10 minutes. We're go straight through this one. So I'll give you 10 minutes and then like 2-3 minutes of reflection. And then we'll just go straight into partner two and a couple minutes of reflection, and then we'll all come back together. And again, feel free, if when you're the practitioner, to take a moment to craft the question that you want to craft. Okay. So we've got we don't have one room of three. Let me add a room here. Okay, here we go. And I'll keep time for you. Enjoy. Okay, so how was that? What'd you learn? What'd you see? It was meant to be a little awkward. What'd you learn? Or what'd you notice? Or what was an example of a great question that you asked? Carlita.
What surprised me so much was how just in this space of asking questions, I could just kind of sit back and like say, okay, where am I going to let you take this? Where am I going to let you take this? And it really let me practice in a new way that stepping back and letting the client's own wisdom lead things. And I might get a sense for things and stuff. I still definitely relied on my questions, but it was really neat to just let her unfold, and that I loved it.
I'm so glad, and I'm so glad it sounds like it gave you like an energetic body experience of what it's like to take a little bit of a backseat and let the client lead, even while still leading with the questions. Beautiful. I'm so glad. Alana.
It was definitely, you know, sort of unnatural, you could say. Like it felt stilted to me. It's not a natural way for me to communicate, you know, without affirmation or sort of reflection. And it was very like pinpointed. Like you could feel like it was really like, okay, dig in there, dig in there, dig in there. So there was sort of like a power in that, even though it wasn't sort of the natural way of being for me.
Right. Yes, for sure. Which is why I was saying this isn't what you would do in a session, but I wanted to give everybody that, you know, whatever the experience you had. And I love the one that you did of this, like, okay, let's laser and focus in.
Yeah.
Good. Lauren.
It definitely felt unnatural, and I like that phrasing. Thank you, Alana. What I found was that in like taking the space and being aware of trying not to reflect, I still did a lot of like yeses and head nods just naturally. I think that's just human behavior stuff. But what I found was that the question that arose really in taking that space came so much more from my intuition as opposed to from my intellect. So like the question was so much more powerful when it came through.
Yeah.
So good practice in pausing much more.
Yes. I'm so glad you had that experience. Good. And you got to really build that muscle in that way. Kim.
I naturally enjoy curious and questions, so it is a relatively natural space for me. But it did bring up the moment where I wanted to kind of normalize and reflect stuff back. And then I caught it, expressed it to Jenna, and then had to sit with what's the question that really wants to be asked. And it allowed me to bring her back to the very first thing. Like I got to ask the question that helped her tie everything she'd been sharing back to that first thing. Had I not paused, I'm seeing that as an edge for me because I do a lot of normalizing and stuff. But to let the client, what Carlita said about letting them lead themselves back to that.
Yeah.
It was an awareness that I can ask the questions a bit differently and allow those pauses. So I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you were able to experience that and see that. Good. Amy Jo.
I love that, Kim. Thank you. I feel very much the same way. What I wanted to reflect was the experience of being on the receiving side. Lauren just shared, and her pausing to ask the deeper questions, what I noticed was that the questions she was asking me were ones that I really, really, really didn't want to answer. So she tapped in and I was like, no, that's not where we're going, but it really is where it needed to go. And it was challenging. And that's good, you know. It was really pushing up against the blind spots for me.
Yeah, I love that. I'm glad that you got stretched and challenged, and I love that the space created the opportunity for that. Beautiful. Good. So again, it's not that you're going to be doing this in sessions, but my hope is that this gave you an opportunity to just experience asking questions in a different way or a new way that you can slip that back in to your regular practice. Holly shared a question in the chat that Libby asked. Such a good question. So we have just 2 or 3 minutes left. I don't know about you, but this flew by for me. I wish we had another 3 hours, but I know that we accomplished a lot today. And so before we wrap for today, I'd love for you to just answer the question of what are you taking away from our time together? Answer it for yourself, and I'd love to here also in the chat or voice to voice, what are you taking away for yourself?
I just wanted to share that I just think it's so fascinating and interesting, the exercises, because just shifting the focus to what we could do with the many things you've taught us, whether it's we want to tune into deeply listening that night with our client or at really focusing on questions, it's amazing when you really set the container and set your intention, what really can blossom from that. And because the questions was brilliant, it worked out brilliantly for Mindy and I, but it was such a specific, just a small component of what we do. But when you set that in and you're in it full-hearted, it's amazing what comes from that.
Yeah, I love that you're sharing that. And that's an invitation for everybody, right? Like, set intentions for yourself when you go into a coaching session too, and see what's possible when that happens. All right, well, I love these shares in the chat. I'm going to take time to read them over. I want to honor our time. And just thank all of you for showing up and for your presence and for all that you bring and your willingness to experiment and be vulnerable. I received so much from all of you today. I'm sending you a lot of love, and I'll see you next week. Bye.